USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Senator John McCain's family issued a statement Friday saying the senator, who turns 82 next week, is discontinuing treatment of his aggressive brain cancer. His fellow Arizona Senator Jeff Flake spoke to KNXV in Phoenix about a phone call with McCain's family.
They've had a lot of time to think about this and spend time with him, and that's been wonderful. I can tell you what a sweet, wonderful family he has.
The family says the senator has surpassed expectations for survival from his diagnosis more than a year ago, but the progress of the disease and advance of age rendered their verdict. Hurricane Lane still powering towards Hawaii, causing lots of wind and rainfall in spots. This woman's family is staying at a hotel in Waikiki, visiting from Melbourne, Australia.
They told us to prepare with extra food and water for the next 24 to 48 hours. Watch your little ones.
Maui is still dry, and officials there have their hands full with a brush fire. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Senate Democrats continue to delay consideration of Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the High Court. Vice President Mike Pence, speaking at the Republican National Lawyers Association Friday, accused Democrats of senseless obstruction.
What the Constitution says is advise and consent has turned into obstruct and oppose.
Pence lavished praise on Kavanaugh, saying in a more respectful time he would be overwhelmingly confirmed to the Supreme Court. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's trip to North Korea next week has been canceled. President Donald Trump doesn't feel the U.S. is making sufficient progress with respect to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. This year's Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families in Ireland features Pope Francis. Survivors of sexual abuse by priests, like 85-year-old Michael O'Brien, say the Pope's recent apology isn't good enough.
Stand up for Francis and show us what you can do.
He's among those urging the Vatican to be more accountable for failing to protect children from priests. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Democratic Senator Bob Casey says it's time to strengthen standards relating to mandatory reporting of child abuse in the country. Speaking in Philadelphia, Casey called on Congress to pass the Speak Up to Protect Every Abused Kid Act.
Make the report directly to the appropriate state authorities, such as Child Protective Services or law enforcement itself. It would no longer be permissible to say, quote, I told my boss, I told my head coach, I told my bishop. That's not enough.
PETA's launched its latest ad campaign in the heart of Crab Country. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
Crab is beloved across Maryland. That's crab meat. But that's not what PETA would like. The animal rights group has erected a billboard in Baltimore featuring the state crustacean, the blue crab, beside the words, I'm me, not meat. PETA says it wants to encourage veganism ahead of September's Baltimore Seafood Festival. A PETA spokeswoman says crabs do feel pain, and they also feel fear, and they have unique personalities. PETA's placed similar billboards in some other East Coast cities. But crab enthusiasts in Maryland are especially upset at the billboard, some sharing reactions on Twitter. One restaurant owner said he thinks the whole message is tone deaf. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Robin Leach, known for TV's Lifestyle to the Rich and Famous, has died at the age of 76. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.